I want to get to some bold predictions. You were talking about guys outperforming or underperforming, that sort of thing. You see Contreras as a guy who's going to overperform what his projections are. Do you see anybody on this team that is likely to underperform or regress from where they were last year?
Yeah, it's a tough one. I mean, I hate to say this because I think he's... It's like, I could also see this guy being an MVP contender, but I can't help but if you look at Austin Riley's numbers last year, he was extremely fortunate. Like, he had a super high BABIP, you know, just like all the underlying numbers would signal that there's going to be regression with Austin Riley. Now, I think Austin Riley's power is super real, and I think my prediction for him would be that he actually... that power continues to show and he actually hits more homers than he did last year, but maybe doesn't kind of hit for as high of an average and be the kind of all around hitter that we saw last year. I think he has that in him just long term, but I just think if you look at the numbers, he's certainly bound for at least a little bit of regression, which again, I just hate to say because I think the world of Austin Riley. And then on the pitching side, I'm going to say, you know, Ian Anderson didn't have a great year last year either, but I'm still just a little bit concerned with a young pitcher like this, just in terms of settling into a full role in the majors. You know, we've yet to see him come even close to approaching like a 200 inning mark or something as a starter. And I'm just kind of cautious about him, I guess. And I know that obviously he's regarded as like this team's number three man in the rotation, if not maybe like even potential to be a number two or an ace. And I think that he definitely has that potential. But I would just say if I'm going to be thinking about anybody that, you know, might underperform relative to those expectations I just laid out there, I think that you might see Waskari Noah or even Kyle Wright have a better year than Ian Anderson this year.
Yeah. So the funny thing is, if I were to share
now,
my
you,
screen,
you got to give me your negatives now, because I feel like I'm being a negative Nancy towards all these guys.
Oh, you're noticing that I'm sliding out of this very casually. Yeah.
Joe. No. Wow. Can't believe you would say something like that.
Oh, man. Terrible. I just don't understand. You hate the Braves, yo.
You know, I'm getting the Twitter comments ready. If I were to share my screen with you right now, you would see that the guy I expect most likely to regress from 2021 is Austin Riley.
Is it really?
I think, yeah, it's just, it's one of those, it's knowing his past, Joe, knowing the fact that he's had streaky moments and then he had a really impressive season. And I think when you go from a guy that we were, at least in Atlanta, and I don't think it was nationally because I just don't think there were so many other flashy things to pay attention to with this Braves team that Austin Riley was not getting the true MVP consideration that he deserved.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, after all, Bryce Harper wins the award and I didn't necessarily believe he was the MVP.
Yeah.
When you go from, you know, you are going to be competing for an MVP to the next season, I mean, it's almost guaranteed that you're not going to perform as well. I mean, you know, maybe you kind of keep around that level. And I like your prediction, actually, that he hits more home runs this year. But I just feel like the rest is just, I mean, it's got to step back, right? Like, I just don't. I mean, even you think of like Freddie Freeman with his MVP season, you know, kind of follows it up with a solid year, just not to the MVP level that he had previously. So I feels kind of obvious.
I want to share one stat about Austin Riley. I think this is the most incredible stat. his numbers when he has two strikes in the count. Obviously, everybody's numbers with two strikes going to be low because you're one strike away from an out, right?
Mm-hmm.
His batting average last year with two strikes was .229. I don't know where that ranks, but it seems like a very normal number to me, around .229. His rookie year, 2019, what do you think his batting average was with two strikes? Take a guess.
I mean, I just feel more inclined to believe a younger guy with two strikes is going to be a little more swing happy. So, I don't know, somewhere in the low 100s.
.096.
Yeah. Okay.
So he was almost as good of an out. He was almost as good as an out. When you got two strikes on him, he was going to get a hit. What? one out of 10 times once you got two strikes on him. So I think that I think it just goes to show, like, that's where Austin Riley has really rounded out his game as a hitter over these last couple of years since then, is just being able to, you know, see those balls. And we knew it. It was always, you know, can he avoid swinging at that slider that drops out of the zone? So I like Austin Riley long term. I think he's made huge progress. It's just, yeah, the numbers indicate he'll take a step back.
Yeah, well, so let's talk about some good things then. Some guys
that we
see performing well. Who do you think at the end of this season, Joe, is going to lead this team in home runs?
You know, this is not a sexy answer, but I think it's going to be Matt Olson. I think that the ballpark sets up perfectly for him. I know that, you know, it was kind of everybody was talking about it the other day when Olson launched one to right field in the spring training game. I forget who it was against, but everybody's like, oh yeah, that one would be over the chop house. And I know I was talking to Maria Martin from 11 Alive the other day, and she had chatted with his high school coach, and he was just saying how they can't wait to get seats in the chop house because, you know, Matt Olson's going to be hitting a ton up there. I just think the ballpark profiles really well for him. Sometimes with some of those big left-handed power hitters, I mean, it's when you see it in person, it's really startling. Like, I'll never forget Bryce Harper. If he can just, like, kind of, like, throw his bat out there and just kind of poke one, it can go over that fence there in right field. It really travels, too. The ball really seems to travel. So I think Matt Olson. I mean, it's not a surprising answer because he is probably has the most raw power of anybody on this roster, but I think it's going to be Matt Olson. What about you?
Well, as the other thing with Olson that it's going to take me a while to get used to is his swing. Is it looks stiff and slow, but like it's got power to it. I think it's just like, it's just the way he holds the bat and kind of that swing across.
This is really interesting. If you look at them, not from the profile that you would look at them like when the camera's on them during the, you know, during play, but if you look at them from like the side profile, you know, like they'll show on a replay where it shows them not on the side well, I don't know, from like the dugout, I guess, you know, looking at them head on. The swing looks very similar to Acuña, where like the bat is held up kind of, you know, just very vertically, and then the body extends and the bat stays in the same spot. So it's like a rubber band stretching out and then contact goes through. It's hard to envision that. They don't look the same at all from their stances. They don't look the same at all from their batting stance, but it's more the motion of like when they take the step, when they're kind of coiling, the bat stays perfectly steady while their body stretches forward. So it's creating this tension throughout their, you know, like throughout their arms and their torso that allows them to just kind of then whip the bat through with extreme velocity.
It's a powerful looking
swing, I guess, is what I'm trying to say.
I want to go back and look at this because I would have said that those guys look nothing alike, but it's more of, yeah, their stances are very completely different. And I've just noticed with Olson, it's that, you know, his back's just very stiff and tall when he's making a hack. And
very different stance from Freddie Freeman, too. Like, you know, yeah, very different.
Big time. So I'm actually going to go on a completely different route. I think Marcelo Ozuna is going to hit the most home runs for this team. I kind of wonder about, you know, I know everything that went on in his past, but he saved his body for an entire season.
Yeah, true.
I really do wonder about best shape of his life or just overall health of... Yeah. A guy his age with his power ability just essentially resting and not having 162 games on his body last year. I don't know. I think and I understand, like, the logic makes sense when it comes to Matt Olson. However, I'm still hung up on the expectations of him maybe not playing out to like some insane level in year one. Like, I think Matt Olson's going to be a very solid player, but just there's a lot of pressure and a lot of expectations being placed on this guy in year one, and I don't think he's going to hit the level that a lot of people are placing on him.
Finish your thought on Olson.
Well, it was just like, yeah, I mean, is he an all-star? Yes. Is he an MVP? No.
So who is your MVP? That's what I was going to ask. I was going to say, who is your, or your MVP candidate coming from the Braves?
All right. I'm going to do this one. This is probably another hot take. It's probably going to look, you know, I'm going to have egg all over my face come August. I think Ronald Acuna is the Braves MVP candidate. I do not think a Braves player wins the MVP this year. I don't know. I just see there's just a lot going on. You're reigning world champs. Teams are playing you a lot different. There's a lot of other power in this lineup. Something's got to give somewhere. I just don't see the Braves having an MVP. But and everyone keeps saying, well, Ronald Acuna is not going to play the first month of the season. And I go, I'm sorry. Do MVPs just like not have a bad month most of the time, if not more than a month? But guys pick up the pace, and obviously guys didn't have a bad, like Freddie Freeman didn't have a bad month during a 70 game season, but that's different circumstances. Under 162, absolutely guys have a bad month. And so for Ronald Acuna to not get to play an entire month, I thought he looked ready from some of the stuff that I've already seen of his. Like I get what the expectations are for him, and the fact of, you know, they want him to be perfectly healthy before they trot him back out there. But I think that guy is so excited to play that when he gets out there, we're just going to be wowed and reminded once again of the greatness of Ronald Acuna Jr.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I think it's Ronald Acuna Jr. And I think that the reason why it's a bold prediction is because of what you just said. A lot of people are not really figuring him into a lot of MVP conversations because he is going to miss the month. But the way I'm thinking about it, especially with the way that MVPs are decided, which is, you know, very subjectively through you know, media and things like that. If Ronald Acuna Jr. is playing at an MVP level by the time like the voting comes around, they're going to cut him a break. They're not going to be like, well, he didn't play the first month, so we can't include him, or his stats are a little bit short because he missed that month, so he's out. You know, no, they're going to say, look at how good Ronald Acuna Jr. is playing. If he only was able to play the first month, which was out of his control, his stats would be, you know, XXX, right up here with the other guys, if he's even trailing them in some statistics. I think Ronald Acuna Jr. is so good that he could miss some of the season and probably still have his numbers right up there with some of the league leaders, especially when you look at, you know, his spreads that he might have with, you know, stolen bases and things. I mean, maybe he steals less this year, obviously, because of the injury, but just the fact that he's so multifaceted and is such an exciting player. If he's playing at this level, at an MVP level, by the time the voting comes around, I'm sure that he will be talked about as an MVP caliber player, and especially because he's just a marketable player. So, you know, they're going to want to put him in discussions. I think they being kind of the media, Major League Baseball, you know, all the programming that they kind of drive through their, you know, through the league itself. So I think there's big incentive for Ronald Acuna to be, you know, in these MVP discussions. And I agree with you. I think he will be.